We're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. Special guest on the show today, Travis Johansson, who just took over as head football coach at the University of South Dakota, joins us here, named head coach to replace Bob Nielsen, who retired from the position, took the job about a month ago. And Travis, I guess first things first, been kind of a whirlwind since then, because while you move to the new position there on the staff, the world of college football doesn't slow down at all.
No, it definitely doesn't. It's been fantastic. You know, I don't even know how long it's been at this point, but, you know, the initial start of our process has been awesome. We got a great staff here, and, you know, as the players are back working, it's, you know, a lot of decisions to make and things that we're, you know, trying to improve in the program. So, yeah, first things first, it's been an honor to do, but now the work begins.
You know, and let's talk about Coach Nielsen for a second here. I'm not sure how long you've been affiliated with him, although I know you've been his defensive coordinator for several years up to the end of this past season. And were you taken by surprise at all when Coach Nielsen just decided, well, maybe it's time to step back?
Yeah, to a certain extent. I don't know if I anticipated it happening that quickly. I do know coaches. Been thinking about it, particularly when, you know, now all of his family is here in the region and the time you get to spend with them, I know was enticing to him. But, yeah, it was certainly sooner than maybe I had anticipated, but I wouldn't say it shocked me or caught me by surprise, but maybe the timing did.
Well, just talk about your football journey as a whole. I believe Blaine, Minnesota, one of the northern suburbs of Twin Cities, that's where you played your high school ball. Then Concordia St. Paul, a Division II program, you went there. Just talk about your first steps there in the world of football.
Yeah, I think, you know, growing up in Blaine was an awesome football community. You know, I played for one of the legendary football coaches in the state, and Dave Nelson, and that staff of people with Shannon Garrity and Doug Harris and a bunch of those guys that all stuck together. I think, you know, as we grew up learning what it meant to be a, you know, fundamental, tough, competitive football player in person, sacrificed a bunch of things. You know, I think that really, you know, kind of set a foundation for how much I love the game of football. You know, from that point, I played at Concordia University in St. Paul, a team and a program that at the time was trying to figure out how to win football games, and I really learned how much, being great teammates and loving football could turn into results. You know, we won two conference championships at that university, and those guys are friends of mine to this day, and that staff. You know, our confidants to this day as well. So I really, really, I learned a lot during my time there, and I transitioned to coaching immediately when I was done playing. Got a heck of an opportunity to get on as a full-time position coach, you know, 1 year out of playing, which was pretty unique. And it certainly wasn't because I was a good football coach. It was really just probably because I was the only one available to take the job. So really. My coaching, you know, career kind of started there, and then I transitioned out of there to Granby University in Des Moines, Iowa, where I worked for Mike Woodley, who's a mentor to this day, a legend in that state. Had the opportunity to learn from him, a guy that had been doing it a really long time, a Hall of Famer in the state, and then obviously the opportunity to come here, 6 years into my time at Granview, and to work for then Bob Nielsen. So, you know, I think every step, every level that I've been, high school, Division II, NAIA, here in the FCS, I've been able to be around, you know, kind of legendary coaches who've done it all the right way. And I owe a lot to all of those people to have the opportunity to do now.
Well, when Coach Nielsen brought you to Vermilion, did you really have any connection to Coach Nielsen before that?
Yeah, we competed against each other when he was at Minnesota Duluth. We didn't have a personal relationship like that, but I think, our time at Concordia defending his teams at Minnesota Duluth, and, I think, and then obviously I was familiar with him. They won the two titles in 8 and 10. You know, that was, we had familiarity, but not a relationship like that. Our connection, you know, became a little bit more professional and direct through some conversations with him and Coach Mike Woodley at Granview.
Then you come to Vermilion, and, well, just a program that was kind of on the rise, had a one or two lean years in there as well. But really, Nielsen had a plan. It looks like, obviously it's paid fruit here the last 2 years, especially with a couple of playoff appearances, including the semifinals this past season. So I guess from your standpoint in taking over as head coach, foundation is there.
Yeah, no question about it. Our journey really started in 2019 when, we started to really make steps towards getting the right things in the program to do it the right way. I think our 19 season was my first and found a way to beat South Dakota State in that year, which was a formative win for us. Particularly, it was the first one in the Division I era and one we needed to get over then. And then, 20 was just a complete wash of a season, really, with COVID. And we only ended up playing four games, so didn't have really a chance to build off it the way we wanted to. Defensively, we improved, and it was a great four-game, stretch for us on defense, but as a team, we probably didn't see the results, and then that led into really our 21 season, where we finally got over the hump. We were back in the playoffs. We hosted our first home playoff game in 35 years, and I know we all look at the 22 season as from a wins and losses standpoint was definitely not in alignment with the football team we had, but it really forced us to do some things as a program to make sure we got this thing where it needed to be, and when we accomplished that and the lessons we learned out of that 22 season really just extended the success we had been building towards in 21. So, I think we internally, and obviously we know what 23 and 24 have been, as far as, nationally what it looks like, but I think we've all felt since, kind of after COVID, we were on a platform where we could win on a national scale. With the step back in 22, it didn't quite feel like that. But we felt like for the last four seasons consecutively, we've had football teams and processes in place and the program is set up to go compete for a national title. We just maybe didn't execute it as well as we needed to from a staff perspective, but certainly are now.
Well, you talked staff, so let's just go right there right now. Again, we're talking with Travis Johansson, head football coach, just taking over the reins from Bob Nielsen at the University of South Dakota. Staff, obviously, you go from defensive coordinator to head coach. And first, from that standpoint, there's a lot of different responsibilities when you're a head coach as opposed to being just working with the defense.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a different job. It's a different role in the building, one I'm certainly excited about. I'm certainly going to continue to have a big role on defense and help and guide that unit to be one of the best, if not the best, in the country still. It's a different job, right? There's a lot more to do holistically in the program and logistics and making sure everybody's supported in the way where they can do their jobs great. We have an excellent staff, and it's my responsibility to support them at the very highest level and point the vision towards their efforts. But more than anything, I've got to be able to serve them in a way that lets them coach and develop and create relationships on the very highest level. And so it's different, but it's kind of a breath of fresh air. I know what I would be doing as the defensive coordinator and every minute of every day, 365 days a year, and there's a little more variables as the head coach, that's for certain.
And talk about, you had to replace both coordinators. We'll start on defense because the guy you brought in to replace you, you always talk about relationships. Well, Billy Kirch, you and Billy Kirch go back a long time.
Yeah, we've known each other since about the eighth grade, if not before, so... I've tried to, get Coach Kirch over here a lot, and certainly a personal relationship is great. I think it helps things, but not the reason why I hired him. I hired him because he's the best football coach that I certainly know when it comes to, believing in the things we do defensively, believing in our style of play, believing in how to improve our style of play He's an excellent football coach, national coordinator of the year at the NAI level, a national champion in his own right. Played the game at a high level, is, you know, all around a great human being. Checks all the boxes for what the standard would be to coach here at the University of South Dakota. And our players will benefit from improvement, frankly, with the dynamics that we have in place. You know, we will take a step forward defensively in a real way with Coach Kirsch.
And then offensive coordinator you had to replace as well. And as far as that goes, it was a promotion from within.
Yeah, when we lost Coach Davis, who, again, is a guy that I've been a personal relationship with for the last, 20 years plus. When we lost Coach to his opportunity, you know, it was of importance to make sure we kept that staff intact. That was a really good collaborative staff, top to bottom. And Tim Morrison was a driving force behind our success, and keeping him on board was imperative, and putting him in that role was imperative. And then, you know, Coach Vitsum has been an unbelievably creative, person in that room. And so those two is, our offensive coordinator and co-coordinator, kind of in the leadership positions of our offense, was of utmost, importance. And then we've had the best offensive line in the country, in my opinion. And that's a credit to Jeff Nady and the work he's done here with that group. He's a really, really talented young football coach who's taken that group to new heights and will continue to. And so, and then obviously Dante Warren as our running backs coach, who's, again, I think we've got the best running back room in the country, and it's, you know, because of Coach Warren's dedication to those people. And he's a Yote. He played here. He's had some of the biggest wins in the history of the program. He's an alum and a person we're proud to have on our staff, and will always be. So to keep the four guys that worked under Coach Davis together to lead our offense will let us take another step forward offensively. We were able to, from 23 to 24, really change the outcomes of what we did offensively, and we need to take another jump from 24 to 25. And with all those guys in place, we feel like we can do it.
And so now shift gears a bit here, because here we are in 2025. The landscape in college athletics, football especially, has changed in the last 4 years, 5 years, going back 10 years. Two terms in particular coming to mind, portal and NIL. And obviously you deal with both, I guess, portal first. Kind of makes you feel like you're recruiting all the time, including your own guys in some cases.
Yeah, we've been kind of in that mode. You know, college football is really recruiting and intense, and whether it's a freshman, regionally, locally here, or whether it's a transfer portal addition where we're trying to maybe fix an issue on the roster where maybe injury caused a hole, or the retention caused a hole. You know, either way you look at it, you're going to be recruiting somebody all the time. And, the portal has just created another avenue to, bring in talent that's maybe a little bit more experienced and game ready when, the players, the really talented players on your roster might be a year away. And that's the way we look at it, without having to, take non-ready transfers that sometimes we would find in the past, we're able to find maybe a more ready player. So yeah, it creates a little bit more work on the front end, but a little less work on the back end.
And then NIL, that of course is always in the conversation as well. And I guess from that standpoint, you just look at your athletic department. USD is being very aggressive and in setting up what they can, to make that work for all the teams, not just football.
Yeah, we've got an unbelievable administration in John Schemmel, and our president, Sheila Gestring, are absolutely cutting edge and innovative and open-minded into all the things happening in college football and in athletics in general. Their approach to this is, they want to be the best in the country and are willing to do the things necessary to accomplish that in a sustainable way long term. And to have support like that and leadership and being led by you know, people like that has been really the most exciting part for me. You know, when you're aligned with administration on that level and they believe in you and vice versa, you got a chance to do special things. And so, you know, they're committed to doing in you know, in this such a fluid world of figuring out, you know, how to allocate your resources in the best way and how the players can benefit from that long term. You know, it's a situation where we continue to navigate it in new and innovative ways, and I think our players are finding a way to you know, put themselves in a position where not only are they benefiting it from it in ways financially, but, you know, from a developmental standpoint, investing in things that are going to allow them to, you know, create NFL opportunities for them when they're done playing.
Well, kind of wrap it up with this now. Travis Johansson, new head football coach at the University of South Dakota, joining us here. A lot of excitement around the Kyle program after the runs the last 2 years. Obviously, we want to make that next step. There are holes on the roster to fill. I think one thing you have to feel about good about, with one major exception, guy stayed. The portal did not really affect the Coyote roster a whole lot, like I said, with one major exception.
Yeah, losing Mike Heath-Grace into the portal, you know, that's kind of the first one we've had to kind of, you know, deal with that way. You know, Mike Heath is a special talent. You know, some of the opportunities that, you know, presented themselves, you know, in the ways that they do these days, there's kind of no regulation on any of it, but you know, he had a chance to set himself up with some seven-figure money, and, you know, in the event that that's the case, sometimes people find that important to them right now as opposed to when they're drafted. And so, you know, he made the decision to do that, but, you know, we've had a large amount of guys on our roster with, you know, things that have, you know, payments in front of them for six figures and things like that. They've opted not to investigate because they know what their opportunity looks like long term here at the University of South Dakota and what that'll mean for their football future professionally. So, yeah, it's you know, that's the nature of the game right now, and, you know, it's our goal here to make sure guys understand that, you know, this is an NFL developmental program alongside of winning championships, and that aspiration is going to lead us to working harder and performing at a level that lets us win national titles along the way, and the pride that you have in the university just makes you a better pro. And, you know, the portal and navigating NIL and all that is, again, it's a fluid situation, but one that we feel really confident that we're doing the right way.
Travis Johansson, head coach of the University of South Dakota Coyotes, moving from defensive coordinator to head coach about a month ago, replacing the retiring Bob Nielsen. That'll wrap our Dakota Sports Saturday show for today. Territorial Rodeo Update, brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron, is up next. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports on KOKK.